Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul. Presented by the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook and Top Fitness.
Won't leave them out. Coach, good morning. A nice win yesterday. Does that erase the memory and stench of the week before?
We're gone. That's gone.
Good.
Yeah, away we go. Yeah, we did a nice job in handling our business and getting back to playing football for 60 minutes. And I felt very comfortable with the way the effort was for the whole day. You know, we finished the game and you know, got the win that you need. It isn't always exactly the way you want it to happen, but to win on the last play of the game is pretty exciting to me because that means we always know we can. So it's just good for our mentality.
What was the week like leading up to it? Practice last week, and then did anyone address the team? Was there a moment or anything where things started to change?
No.
It just
no,
happened.
We just set the stage for, you know, we're going to move on and handle. We didn't ignore what took place. We handled the issues and the stuff that we had to fix and all that, and we went about our business with a real intent to leave it and to show the discipline that we could do it. And Wednesday was a great day of practice for us, and we went right through the week. The guys really took charge of it. Leadership did a great job and capturing that, and we got to play 60 minutes and played football and got a win and did the things we needed to do.
With the great hair you have, I understand you don't always need to put a hat on, but it does strike many of us when you go hat. Who makes that decision? When's that decision made? What goes into that, Pete?
We're talking about the hat decision?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
hat decision. I felt like it was going to rain, and everybody told us it was going to rain, and so, you know, instead of waiting, I just went with it, and it didn't. That's all. That was it. But Bowie, my guy here, you know, he was the guy. He's in charge of me, and he got me the right stuff.
Yeah, you're looking good. I like that Veterans Day gear as well. You talk often, Pete, over these years about playing hard, and your guy's coming out and playing hard. Is that difficult to do over 17 weeks consistently in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's a big challenge. Everybody's getting paid and everybody should, but you still have the mental side of stuff, and you know, it's hard to stay on it throughout, and to the point where it seems like 75% of my time, you know, about our approach and mentality and attitude towards playing completely through a game and in one way or another. And so to me, it's the most important thing, because if you don't bring everything you got, then you know, you don't have your best shot at winning. And so that's the fundamental part of the approach. We got to, you know, run and hit when it comes game time. And so I think it's and it depends. You know, you guys waver during the course of the season. I don't want to be normal. You know, I want to be different than that and see if we can get up week in, week out. So that's what we're always shooting for.
9 points in the first half, 20 points in the second half. What was the turning point for that offense?
I don't know. You guys always wanted to define everything. I don't know that we came out and got after it pretty good on the other side of the ball, and we, the defense kind of kept us in the game where we weren't really clicking on offense, and then offense got going and we just took charge of the game, and unfortunately we let them back in. You know, we could have put it away and we didn't. That's the part that was frustrating, that we didn't put the game away. But as far as, I just think we just kept hanging, and we got stronger as the game went on, and we were more clear. And I thought Gino and the guys on offense just, you know, put those drives together and finished, you know, marvelously. You know, to score the last three times you have the ball, that's exactly what we're hoping to show, and we did it. So where the defense kept us going and the offense was trying to find it, it kind of switched back. Offense took over. Defense didn't quite, you know, we didn't get off the field like we needed to in those last couple drives to keep the game really in command. So I thought that the guys really played complimentary football. We played hard all day long, and everybody was determined to get a win, and we got it.
So when you say that, and I know you're sort of giving us grief, which we deserve, but also, like, isn't that part of what you're doing? Aren't you trying to diagnose what's happening, what's changing, what's working, what's not working?
No, I never thought of that. No, I'm surprised you bring it up. No, if there's a play, it's Kenny's play that he breaks out. That's the play that really we kind of were looking for, you know, something really good and something spark. You know, can we get a score here, you know, that isn't just painstakingly down the field, you know? And we got a great one there. He made it look easy. I think that was a moment, you know, that if there's a moment in the game that really changed things, that was probably it.
Why are you going to define it like that?
Huh? Yeah,
you're always trying to define.
I couldn't think of it the first time you asked me. I came up with an answer, so yeah. I'm sorry if I fired back at you.
College football is kind of fascinating, and football is in general. Pete, it always goes back and forth. It's cyclical. This system comes back, that comes back. There's a big stretch in college football where everything was tempo. And all these teams trying to play as fast as they possibly could and get all of these plays. And when I watched those teams, it was pretty easy to define. Like, once they get the chains moving, then they set their tempo. It feels just from afar, and this is not, just the Seattle Seahawks. It's every team in the NFL. But when you guys get third downs going and you just get to put more plays, you can feel any defense that you play against is on their heels. And yesterday I felt just a few of those drives where you convert those third downs, you get to more plays, you stay on the field, and it just, your offense starts to dictate. Is it any different for you guys than any other team in the league, or is that really just the key that to get that tempo and to dictate, you've got to see those chains on third down move?
Well, that's one of the ways. You can be really good on first and second down and not have to, and we were a little bit like that at times in those drives. But certainly, the you guarantee your opportunity to have, the sustained success when your third down win, and that's why it's such a big deal, and it's so obvious to us as we've been through the years together. That it's the consistent pattern. If you're struggling there, then you're struggling, and so. But there's other ways, just a comment about the tempo, back in the day when it really started picking up and guys were really going on offense and making the game happen so much faster, it felt like a blur. It doesn't feel like that anymore. We've just adapted, it's not a big deal anymore. College football, they still play real fast, but the defenses play real fast too now, which was always, should have been the same, but it didn't, it took us a while to adapt. I can remember really feeling like you're on your heels on defense just because of the speed and the tempo. And you go all the way back to when against the Bills back in the day when Marv had those guys rolling. It was fast, man, and it was a challenge. Now it is, it's no big deal anymore, so everybody's adapted to it. It's still a good part of football because you get more plays and more action and all that's fun, But
well, at the college level, once you get another team's signals, it becomes
easier. Jeez. Come on, give Jim some slack. We don't know the facts, sir.
It's ridiculous.
How valuable is it to have a DK Metcalf at the end of that game?
Well, that was really, it was everybody functioned. We functioned. The tempo was right. The play calling was excellent. The execution was great. Gino was chilled and calm and just did it exactly like it's supposed to look. And DK just elevated Gino went to him, and he had a couple slants with that. If it's there, you take it, and the rest of the read doesn't come into play. But the big rip over on the dig route, that he almost breaks away. As Sanchez was trying to make the point, he almost ran too much, where the clock ran out. But it was really cool to see those guys click like that, and you could see the chemistry, you could see the commitment to getting it done, and I thought DK was tough in that situation. He got hammered a couple times, came right back, another tough catch, and came through in a really great way.
I'm guessing Jason Myers did not agree with Mark Sanchez. Like, he was probably okay with the extra 9 yards, right?
Yeah, maybe so. He was good. He was nails on that day. He wasn't going to miss anything. So
that
was a great showing by him.
You know who else was good on that call? Rabel. Rabel was all over. He's seen it and done it all. You think he's going to panic as that clock is ticking? He was at his very best. We love playing you a clip every single Monday on these wins, and what a great call here from Rabes on that play, the defining play that set up the game-winning field goal.
Second down and 10 from his own 48. Seahawks need to get about 20 yards. There's a shot down the middle. DK has it. Spins out of one tackle. He's dragging guys down to the 25-yard line, but now they got to get up to the line of scrimmage. 13, 12, 11. Seahawks running to get to the line of scrimmage. Geno gets everybody set. 6, 5, 4, 3. He spikes the ball. What a pass by Geno.
So good.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Good for him. Good for everybody. That's awesome. Thanks.
We love Felt those. Like a few guys yesterday, Pete, played some of their best games of the season. I'll point to two. It feels like Reek Woolen played yesterday, is good and is solid. And not that he's played necessarily poorly, but he felt all over it. And Jason Peters on the other side, as he just continues to find his legs at 40-whatever and just was moving and mauling people. Tape kind of show up in that way as well.
Yeah, it was good pickups by you guys. Yeah, Reek did play a nice football game, played his best coverage game. Still, we're trying to get his tackle a little bit cleaner, but he did play a good football game and made some nice plays. And you picked up on Jason played 58 plays. You know, that's a lot of plays, and so he's in it. I thought he played really well and looked really good and consistent and played in crucial situations, excellent. So that's really good for us. You know, we'll get Abe coming back this week to practice. We'll see how that goes. But Jason stepping up like that was really helpful in the game.
Got to talk about the quarterback a little bit, and it was a sort of an interesting game for Geno with almost 370 yards and a couple of touchdowns and no picks and the game-winning drive. And as you said, the scoring on his last three drives of the game, all on the huge pro category. Then there was whatever happened at the end of the first half and a couple of misthrows and some inaccuracy, miscommunication. Where is some of the inconsistency come from?
Well, there's reasons. There really are some specific reasons, which I ain't going into with you guys, but because I don't want to point people out. We don't need to. But we need to execute collectively better. And so, and sometimes it looks like the throw is messed up or he can't accurately throw. Geno is an accurate thrower, so something usually screws up. In could be his footwork, could be his read, the timing of it, could be the route, could be the concept. We could bump into somebody and it throws us off a little bit and throws us out of whack. All of those things took place in the game. Also, you know, I put him in a situation and I have total responsibility for there late in the half. You know, we could have just executed and just got the field goal closer, but I wanted to, you know, look for an opportunity to score a touchdown while we had a chance there, and trusting that he would make the right choice and throw the ball out of the end zone if we had the opportunity. I made it harder on him than I needed to, and really that was totally me. Shane was going to, you know, he was going to throw the next completion and work our way down. So you know, you could agree on it either way, whether we should take a shot and go for it, but that puts you in the position where you could get sacked because he's got to take a look. And it puts you in a position you could make a mistake and throw a turnover at him, you know, those kinds of things. And I was feeling good about it and went for it. And if I go back to it, I might not have done it that way in hindsight. But sometimes you have to keep the quarterback in the right mentality and take care of his choices and stuff, because it's so freaking hard to do what they do, and you have to look after them. And in that case, you know, I went for a little bit, and I think it made it. That's where we got vulnerable, and they made the play, and they got to it.
From your perspective, with the knowledge of what's supposed to happen on every play and the film and everything else, is he playing as well as he did last year?
I think he was a little more consistent last year. I think we saw more consistency from game to game, but he is just as capable of playing great football. Look what he did yesterday. That was magnificent football. To finish like that, to come through, execute so well. But even more than that, you guys, you can't tell how calm he was and how poised he was in the moment. And we talked just before he went out in the last one, the last time out. I said, OT's out there. If we go to OT, you know, we're okay. We're going to win in overtime, you know, if we don't win here. So, you know, you don't need to put us in jeopardy trying to win the game right now. And he looked at me clear. He says, I got it. OT's would be sweet or something, whatever he said right there. And about his business, he went. I'm so impressed with that kind of finish. There's nothing I like more in sports to see guys come through, you know, at the heat of the battle and make the right decisions in plays and execute and do it with a mentality. That's so reassuring that he's ready and he's back and he's on it, and away we go down the stretch for the second half.
How much do you cherish those moments, Pete? And you do a marvelous job of this. It's pretty fun to watch. Of you finding your quarterback or finding whoever it is, your leader defensively for a big drive, and you just want to, you say this all the time, you want to read them, right? You want to get feedback from them, and you want to kind of feel where they're at. You know, and you, the camera catches it every time, and a good director will find you because you do that before those drives. Great shot of you and Geno yesterday, right before that final drive. How much reassurance do you see? And I guess on the flip side, have there been times over your career, maybe proceeding here with the Seahawks, maybe back in other jobs, where you looked at guys and you're like, oh, crap. This is not great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's some of those you can wait. Oh no, what's going to happen next? But for the most part, you know, it's an extension of the conversation is really what it is that we were always on. You know, that's that, and it's just to try to capture the moment of bringing back to the moment of peace that needs to happen in your head and in your heart, you know, to make those moments come to life. And so, you know, that's really, it's just a reminder that we're in this together and we know what we're doing. We got this. You know, for all those years with Russ, you know, we had so many times like that we would go back and forth in those moments. And it's just to try to capture the essence of the chill that you need to feel to do that right, you know. It was awesome to see that happen. He did a great job.
Is there an element of Boye Mafe's game that is really helping him do what he's done this year?
Yeah, his effort is so consistent. He is really going for it, and he's confident. You know that you're seeing the confidence as he continues to grow with his opportunities and the flow of the game and taking full advantage of the teachings during the week and the skill level development and all that stuff. He's just a growing, you know, son we got out there, man. It's fun to watch. He was so close on that touchdown play, the pass that they hit to the corner to Gibson. I mean, he can't be closer. The guy couldn't even follow through on the throw at all. He was half an inch from being, you know, the knocking that, swatting that ball out.
He's holding. He's being held.
So, and yeah, that as well. but he was, you know, just so he is just playing great football. The consistency, you know, I love to see guys be consistent. And man, what an illustration that is! 7 sacks in 7 weeks. That's ridiculous. It's never been done before. You know, and the great, you know, Michael Sinclair was a fantastic player, great rusher, and all that. And to eclipse a guy's record like that. That's a real statement. He ain't done yet either, so we'll see how it goes this week.
You've said to us a lot about Aaron Donald. He's 280 and runs 4.5. Boye's 260 and runs 4.5. It feels as if his speed is playing to that and more. I mean, his get-off and what he is doing. When Salk asked you that, I thought immediately that you were feeling every bit of his explosive speed in maybe ways as a rookie he was still learning.
Yeah. No, that's it, you know, because it's – He is confident in that. You see that show up in his consistency. There's not plays when he's going, oh, what should I do here? What am I doing with this? I'm surprised by this or that. You know, he is capturing the opportunities more so throughout the game. And he's got a really good endurance level, too. He can play hard for a long time and hang in there. You know, he doesn't need to tap out. It's an exciting part of our team.
I watch these games.
Did I see a little Dre Jones out there to start the game with Jaron and Big Cat and Boye? Yeah, did I see him playing on the edge a little bit?
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll do that a lot more as we go forward. He's done that a lot in his past, you know. It's a nice mix for us. He's just getting going. It's somewhat of a change emphasis, you know, wise with our style of play and the way our guys are asked to do it and all that. But he's going to be a big factor for us there.
I was going to just ask about Witherspoon. I just watching it from my perspective.
It is something.
Well, he's just in every play. He's always everywhere. And I was trying to come up with a player that, you know, we've watched like that. Earl's the closest, I guess, I can come up to. And I don't know that they're the same type of player, but he's always got something to say. He's always in motion. He's always talking and moving and in and around the ball. I
keep going. You're right. You're on it. That's exactly right. He's everything.
It's crazy.
All that. Yeah. He's all of that.
It also struck me after the game that Bobby was kind of talking through all the young players on the team and just, you know, this guy's learning, this guy's improving. And he said, well, Spoon is Spoon. Like, he's just that. You just already accept who he is at this point in his
Everybody
career.
Knows.
He just knows what he's doing.
Everybody knows. He's got the confidence of a great player. And we didn't develop that. You know, well, I like to take a lot of credit for what I sat him down and talked to him. No, he's just got it. And that's what we saw. And fortunately we were on it and Johnny's guys figured that out. We're literally in the process and now you see it. And he plays like he's been playing the game all his life, which he has. He's benefited from all of those experiences in ways that other guys don't, you know, and he's got a whole reservoir of stuff in his brain, and it's just cut him loose and let him go, and everybody loves the heck out of him.
You talked about Abe Lucas, last thing for me, being back and getting an opportunity to practice this week, see where he's at. Anybody else, Bradford, anybody else come out of that game banged up?
We're a little concerned about Derek. He had a little something happen that we got to – might have been some scar tissue issue, but wasn't serious. He really responded well, so we're in pretty darn good shape coming back this week, and we're very fortunate that we'll have a lot of guys battling.
Could we see Bradford get back this week?
Yes, he'll be back and should be able to go. I don't know that for sure yet. Haven't seen him yet, but he had a personal family thing that he had to take care of, so he should be in good shape to compete.
I know he's supposed to go out of bounds. And I know it's probably annoying to have to burn the timeout there, but man, did Charbonnet knock that dude over.
Yeah, he did. He got out of bounds. They just didn't give it to him. He was trying to get out. They didn't quite give it to him, but he had business to take care of. Yeah, he knew. You know, you could see he immediately knew that he could have ensured that, and he didn't. We won the game. He took a shot. We'll learn from it. I kind of like it.
Well, Coach, you got the Rams on tap this week, a chance for a little revenge after the first week of the season didn't go the way you had planned it to go. So,
you guys can talk revenge. You can talk it all you want.
You won't talk about revenge. You've forgotten about the first game of the season already.
No, not necessarily. We haven't forgotten nothing. But
payback?
That's not what's going to drive us. We're going to just go play great football down there.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you on Monday following that game. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, the hay
is in the barn.
See everybody.